A weekday in West Bromwich, and there's no missing the big box in town with the jelly bean-shaped windows. The Public opened in 2008, its mission to enrich the lives of locals and improve the prospects of this black country town. The architect is Will Allsop.
The building is a simple box with a very complex interior. It does have funny-shaped windows, surrounded in bright pink, and there's light at night. And I hope people feel that there's a sort of finger wagging saying, come in and you're welcome. And once you're in, there is all sorts of things going on in the whole volume. So that's why we call it a box of delights. And I think in a way it is. There are a lot of surprises in the building. So it sustains your interest as you go around it.
Step inside and you are greeted by a mass of sounds, shapes and textures. In between exhibitions by Tracy Emin and Martin Creed, there are children bouncing on interactive machines, others creating portraits of themselves before a wall of projectors.
Welcome to the IMO experience.
On the top floor, a whole room is packed with young adults learning new skills. Across the hall, Dennis Patel runs one of several local businesses to set up in white pods which hang from the ceiling.
It's so different, isn't it? It's not your conventional office environment. When clients come to the actual office itself, they are somewhat blown away. The news that that it was closing was of a bit of shock to me, in truth. I personally think it's really bad. Not only from the perspective of my business per se, but I think in terms of the community here in Samwell as well, there hasn't been anything like this. And having so many different types of activities and events and exhibitions and concerts, it really is the hub of the actual town itself.
Good evening. It looks like the end of the line for a project that's cost tens of millions of pounds of taxpayers' money, the Public Arts Centre in West Bromwich.
Recently, though, visitor numbers have risen, 380,000 last year.
Today, Sandwell Council revealed it can no longer afford £1.6 million a year in running costs.
The council wouldn't talk to me. The management and board of the Public said they weren't allowed. One person who would was Pauline Hinton, a former deputy leader of the council and mayor of Sandwell. I found her among around 100 tea dancers who regularly pack out the Public's dance floor.
When I retired, I decided to join the dance group, which is on a Wednesday afternoon. And it was so popular and we so enjoyed it that